Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. I am your host, Olivia Eve, back with another For You Friday series. Let's go ahead and enjoy today's episode. In case you are new here, my name is Olivia, and every single Friday I like to get on, do a little solo episode about a topic that either you guys asked me to talk about or that I've been thinking about recently and have been wanting to talk about. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably noticed that I was going a little bit quiet on my social media, not really posting as much, not storying, and just not being like how I normally am on social media. And I feel like that's just like how I've been in life recently. I feel like recently in life, I've been at a really kind of like low point. And even for my past few episode titles, I feel like it's, apparent that like I haven't been myself and that I have been in this little bit of a rut where I just don't feel my best mentally or emotionally or physically. And I've just been going through a lot of personal stuff recently. And when I go through personal stuff, it's really hard for me to put on a face for other people. It's really hard for me to pretend I'm okay and force out content and push out content. Because if I'm not feeling myself, then I'm not feeling inspired. And then my motivation goes away and I'm just not able to show up the way I normally show up. And so that's what I've been going through in the past few months, is just being in this really low point because of everything that's happening to me personally. And it's just really hard for me to pull myself out of that point, to push out content again. I even took, I think, a week off from posting on my podcast as well because I was just not myself and was not doing well mentally. And so a lot of my episodes that I've been uploading recently have been about, getting into a rut, motivation being lost, inspiration being lost, not feeling like yourself, and kind of just trying to pick yourself back up. And in today's title, we're going to be talking about your purpose. Are you fulfilling your purpose? What is your why? What is your purpose in this world? Why are you waking up every day and doing the things that you do? Is there a point in time where you feel uninspired, where you feel unmotivated, where you feel like you're not important or anything like that? Because that's kind of where I've been feeling recently, where I'm like, am I fulfilling my purpose? Like, am I doing what I should be doing? Should I be doing these things? Should I be feeling these things? And so I think for me personally, I just feel so lost in every aspect of my life. And I'm trying so hard to pick up each part of myself, but it's easier said than done. And it's been a few months of me feeling low with myself. I know it's going to take effort for me to piece those things back together and to get myself back on track and to start being excited about life again. It's like the things that I would get excited about before bore me now, like going to the gym or going to class or recording even. Like, this podcast is my favorite thing in the world. And for the last few months, not even the last few months, I would say the last month, I felt like I was forcing it out. Why? Because I didn't feel like myself anymore. And so when I wasn't feeling like myself, I was like, all my inspiration and all my motivation is gone. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, I've felt that way about my job or about my school or about the people in my life, whatever it is that you've been kind of losing excitement for, that you've been losing joy for, and it's something that you love and something that you're passionate about, you can get into this overthinking mindset of maybe this isn't what I should be doing. And then all of a sudden you're spiraling into what is my purpose? What is my why? And so that is where that's the point I'm at right now. And so in today's episode, I want to talk about my favorite tips that I want to remind you guys of when it comes to getting to this point of what is my purpose and just feeling stuck. Like, you feel like everyone around you is moving forward and you're just stuck and you're just there and you're not, thinking any new things or doing any new things. You're just stuck and there's nowhere for you to go. If you ever feel that way, if you feel that way right now, if you felt that way before, this episode is for you. I've been going through that exactly right now. And I feel like for the past week, I've been really good at kind of picking myself back up. The Spotify Wrapped analytics came out yesterday and it was kind of just a reminder of my purpose. I feel like I saw all those things. I saw all of you guys posting that I was your number one or in your top five podcasts. And I was so emotional about it, like good emotion, because I was like, that's my purpose. That's my why. And I got reminded of it. And it's like, even though I had no motivation, no inspiration, and didn't feel like myself for the past few months, just seeing that reminded me, that is why I do what I do. That is why I work so hard. That is my why. That is my purpose. That is where I don't feel stuck. And it was just a reminder of all the work that I put into what I do And it was a reminder of how much I love what I do and why I do what I do. And so sometimes we need those little reminders to kind of pull us out of that. And so that really helped pull me out of a darker spot. And I'm also just like doing a lot of things that I'm going to talk about in this episode that have me, you know, getting out of that feeling stuck, no inspiration, what is my purpose moment. So I'm going to go ahead and get into those. I didn't ask you guys to ask me questions for this one because I had so much that I already wanted to say about it and give you guys advice on. So let's go ahead and get started with the things that I like to do when I start to feel stuck and need to remind myself or find my purpose. So the first thing that I want to talk about is just getting into a rut where all your motivation is lost. So let's say you either went through something that, you know, made you take this step back. Like let's say you went through a breakup or a friendship breakup or something with your family or something tragic in your life that can make you take a step back from life and just indulge in being sad, right? So this is where you're getting into your rut. But maybe your rut is just from being overworked and from being tired and for, you know, overworking yourself and putting too much pressure on your plate. Maybe you find out, maybe you got rejected from a school or from a job. Like there are so many different reasons as to why we get into a rut. So the first thing you have to think about is, why am I in this rut? Did something happen recently that I have to overcome? Or am I just in a mindset rut where I overworked myself and now I'm overwhelmed? That's the first thing you have to think about, because for me right now, I went through something personally that made me lose my motivation and my inspiration. But obviously, like there's been times where I just get into a rut because I'm in a rut and because I just overworked myself and now I'm burnt out. So that's the first thing you have to think about. You're getting into this rut. Why are you in this rut? Because before you even start the other things that I'm going to tell you, you need to make sure if you went through something, you are dealing with that and you are indulging in the emotions of that. Because if you are just trying to ignore everything that you went through and get straight into fixing your life and you're not sitting there and, you know, facing the emotions, you will start to face the emotions in a few months where you think you healed. And that's something I'm guilty of, is I'll fake it till I make it. Like if something really hurts me, I'll just throw on a bunch of distractions on top of it instead of facing it, because I'm like, I'd rather not think about the things that are going to make me sad and do a bunch of other things so that I don't have to think about what's making me sad. I'm just going to add a bunch of distractions. But then in a few weeks or a few months, that thing that I ignored about being sad about is going to sneak up on me and I'm gonna be like, I wish I dealt with this when it first happened. So first things first, deal with whatever it is you're going through. Why are you in this rut? Make sure you're overcoming that rut. Make sure you're embracing that rut. I had to embrace the sadness of what happened to me. I had to deal with it. And even though it was a slow, horrible process where I was going to sleep every night crying myself to sleep, or, you know, waking up every morning and not wanting to get out of bed or see anyone or talk to anyone, and it was such a draining, emotionally draining process, I needed to face it, because if I didn't face it, I wouldn't be able to come out of it. So if you're having trouble, let's say you didn't go through anything and you don't know where your rut is coming from, I think it's so important to journal the way you feel and to talk about the way you feel. So I know for me, it always helps me to talk about things I'm going through. It doesn't necessarily have to be to other people. Like you don't have to talk to other people about what you're going through, but you could journal about it. This might sound funny, but I know some people do this. You could talk to your photo booth on your Mac about it. Like I've done that before where I'm going through something and I'll open up the photo booth on my Mac and I'll just start talking about it and I'll just start venting. And I just think talking about it really helps you realize the root of the problem and what you're actually upset about. Because a lot of the time, there's nothing that necessarily has to happen to you for you to feel this way, for you to feel in a rut, for you to have lost inspiration or motivation. Sometimes you just do. And I think it's important to like talk about it and talk about the way that you've been feeling, because the more you realize what you're feeling and the more aware you are of what your mind is thinking, the better and easier it's going to be for you to kind of fix it. And so I think journaling and talking about how you feel is the first thing that you should be doing once you start to feel like you're in this dark spot, and once you start to lose the motivation and the inspiration, make sure you're talking about it. It doesn't have to be with someone. You don't have to be telling someone and opening up to someone, but make sure you're at least talking about it out loud. You're journaling and writing it down, because when you journal things and when you write things down, it helps you to realize what you're actually thinking. So make sure you are being very vocal and you're being very honest with yourself about the way that you're feeling. The last episode I uploaded was all about regaining motivation. So I don't want to go completely into, you know, everything I talked about last episode, but I highly recommend listening to that episode too after this one, because in that one I talk more about motivation
rather than inspiration. In this episode, we're going to talk about more inspiration and purpose. But in my last episode, I talked more about hitting the reset button, taking a step back from life, and just, you know, getting motivated again in life. This episode is more so for that inspiration and that purpose and fulfilling your purpose and finding your why. The second thing I want to talk about, so when you're not feeling inspired, why aren't you feeling inspired? Do you have a passion that you love, and are you slowly losing that passion, or is it just a rut, right? Because a lot of the time, like even this past like few weeks, when I wasn't getting excited to record an episode, I was like, okay, is this because I'm losing my passion for podcasting, or is it because I'm in a dark spot? And of course, I found out it was just because I was in a dark spot. It had nothing to do with my podcast. It had nothing to do with the fact that I didn't like podcasting anymore. It's like, I love podcasting. I love what I do. And I know this is my purpose. I started to feel less inspired by it because of what I was going through personally, which is so normal. And so I think when it comes to not feeling inspired, it can come from a lot of things. Obviously, it could come from getting into that rut and going through something personally where you lose your motivation. I also think that you could stop feeling inspired when you're used to a very mundane lifestyle that has no excitement and is filled with nothing new. Like, you have the same friends that you talk to, you're in the same environment, same routine, and you're just doing the same things every single day. You're waking up every single time at the same time, and you're going to work to the same place, you're wearing similar outfits, listening to similar music, taking the same commute, seeing the same people, and then you get home and you have a similar thing for dinner that you always have, and you're just reliving every single day. And I love routine personally. I really do. I think routine helps to shape me and like helps me have a system for success. I really do love a routine. I feel like as much as I love a routine, I'm trying to branch out in different areas or aspects of my life as well. Like, I love having a routine. I love waking up and knowing what I'm doing for the day. And I love just like knowing what time I'm going to the gym and knowing who I'm going to see there and knowing what music I'm going to listen to when I'm there and knowing my way home. Like, I like the routine. I like the comfort for certain areas of my life. School, I like knowing who's going to be in my class. I like knowing who I'm going to talk to in class. I like that comfort and that routine in those areas of my life, right? At the same time, I've been trying to kind of branch out into doing other things. Like, I've been trying to go out more on the weekends, maybe make plans with other people and hang out with other people. I've been trying to kind of branch out in other areas and aspects of my life because I feel like I deserve to, and I feel like that's a way for me to kind of, you know, not be used to that same mundane lifestyle. As much as I love routine and as much as I love the comfort of knowing what I'm going to do when I wake up and having that built-in system, it could so easily make you lose motivation and inspiration when you are doing the same thing every single day, because it takes away all the excitement from life. It takes away the thrill of life. You know exactly what's going to happen, you know, majority of the time when you go to the gym. You know you're going to go to the gym, say hi to the same few friends, you know what machines you're going to, and then you know when your workout's done, you're going to have your protein shake and you're going to go home, and it's like the same thing over and over again. You are living the same day over and over again. And that's kind of how I've been feeling recently. And like I said, there is points in my life where I love the routine. I love having a structured morning routine before classes, and then going to class, going to the gym, coming home, eating my dinner, taking a shower, and having my night routine. I love that. But recently, I've been trying to branch out more when it comes to the weekends and all that stuff, because I want to be able to, you know, just be at a point with myself where I feel like I don't know what's going to happen all the time, where I don't know the outcome all the time. And I'm trying to live a little bit more spontaneously and a little bit more, you know, less planned out, because I'm a very strategic, analytical, planned out person, and I'm just trying to be less like that, because I've noticed that the more that I do the same things and the more that I don't do anything new or branch out, I start to feel a lot less inspired in my life. And as much as I love having the same friends, and I like my environment, but I wouldn't say I love my environment. I like my environment, I like my routine, and I like my friends, but at the end of the day,
I also need to branch out and make new friends. I need to travel more into different environments. I need to switch up my routine a little bit. Like, there are things that I need to start incorporating into my life, because when everything is mundane and boring, I always say comfort will kill you. When everything is mundane and boring, you will no longer feel inspiration. You feel inspiration from new experiences and new emotions and new feelings. Even when it comes to my podcast episodes, like, I'm not going to get inspired about these topics unless I'm going through something personally. And I'm not saying put yourself through something personally. So this, that, like, I don't purposely put myself through things. But if I didn't, like, branch out and go and make new friends, maybe I wouldn't think about, you know, the shitty experience I had with that friend. And I wouldn't have something to give you guys advice about. You know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of a weird way to explain it. But it's like, when you don't put yourself out there and you stay in your comfort zone, you're not going to experience new things, which means you're not going to get inspiration for new things. And now your inspiration's lost, now your motivation's lost. And yes, my job is content creation, so it's like, maybe experiencing things is really more important for my job than it might be for other jobs. But I just think in general, for your mental and well-being, it's so important to put yourself out there more and to experience new things, because if you don't have something you're excited about in life, it's very hard to seek your passion. And I know a lot of people who say, I don't have a passion. Like, there is no passion for me. I'm not a passionate person. There's nothing that I'm meant to be doing. I don't have a purpose. Everybody in this life has a purpose. I don't care what that purpose is. That purpose doesn't have to mean a corporate job. That purpose doesn't have to mean, you know, being an influencer, being rich, or being successful. Your purpose could be being a good person and being a good friend and giving back to people, or being a good mother, being a good daughter. Your purpose could be something that doesn't just have to do with work and money and success and all that stuff. Like, your passion could be being a good person and giving back to people. So I think that sometimes we also get mixed up with the terms like passion and all that stuff, because we think passion is, what do you love and how can you make money from doing it? And it is so much more than that. So much more than that. And so I think it's really important to, when you aren't feeling inspired, make sure you're adding something new into your routine and you're incorporating something new, because your well-being will not grow if you are not putting yourself in those positions that you've never been in before. You will have nothing more to learn if you stay in the same bubble. Adding something new to your routine could be as simple as, like, listening to a new music genre and putting new music onto your phone, or taking a different commute to work or to school, or, you know, going to, you know, if you live in a small town and you don't live in a city, maybe going to a city near you, or going to an area of your town that you've never gone to before. Like, I've had times where I'll just go to a park that's in my area that I've never been to before, and I'll just walk around or just, like, look at it. And, like, I think that's something that's so small, but it's something that will add a little bit more, you know, excitement and a little bit more thrill into your life and a little bit more inspiration. So make sure that you're not letting your lifestyle just be mundane and boring, and you're actually taking advantage of what's around you, and you're not just accepting what you've experienced. The next thing I want to talk about is removing distractions. This is something I am not good at. So, like, I have been trying to be better at this, because recently I have been getting hurt by a lot of people in my life, guys, and I don't really want to talk about it too much. I don't really like talking too much about my personal life on here, but I have been getting hurt by a lot of people recently, and my whole TikTok For You page right now is like, I'm entering my villain era because of all these people that did me wrong. Tune in for next episode on the villain era episode, because that is coming next, because I have been getting hurt by so many people recently, to the point where I only care for me and I'm the only person I want to talk to or be around or anything, because I'm just, like, so sick of allowing other people to hurt me or to have control over me and to have control over my emotions and my feelings. What does it mean to remove your distractions? My biggest distraction is social media. I think that's a lot of people's biggest distraction. I did do a whole episode on social media, so I'm not gonna, like, go into full detail about it, but I just think it's important to, like, you know, I don't have my notifications on for social media. I feel like it's just very, like, draining for me, and it makes me go on my phone a lot more. So Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, I'm never gonna get, like, a notification from it on my phone. Sometimes Instagram, I will turn them on, but TikTok and Snapchat, if I have notifications on for TikTok or Snapchat, the second I get a notification from either or, I'm going to be like flying to the app and all of a sudden I'm going to be scrolling on the app for way longer than I would have if I didn't have those notifications on. So I think turning off my notifications for social media, and my phone is almost always on do not disturb, like almost always on do not disturb. I feel like I just don't like getting a bunch of messages and calls during the day because it's just distracting to me. I know a lot of people don't really like that and people don't think it's really like beneficial and it's kind of just stupid or whatever, but I just feel like I like it better when my phone's on do not disturb and I'm not like opening a bunch of group chats and seeing what people are saying. And also, like, sometimes I'll be like doing something important, like I'll be in a meeting or I'll be in class or I'll be at the gym, and I'll open up my phone to a notification and see something that really upset me, and now all of a sudden I'm in this public setting getting upset over something and getting affected by something that I could have handled privately, but I was being nosy and opened up my phone and anyways. And so I've had a lot of moments where I've kind of had to remove my distractions and just put my phone on do not disturb, not have my notifications on, and just kind of ignore whatever it is that was like going on around me. And so that has been happening to me quite a lot recently. I feel like a lot of the time it's like drama just follows us, or like toxic people or toxic drama just follows us. And that's kind of what's been happening to me recently, is I've just been getting talked about a lot in a negative way. And this is something that I am kind of used to. It's happened to me many, many times in the past where I've been talked about in a way where, you know, people are spreading rumors about me about things that aren't true or are just saying nasty things about me. And I'm just at a point where I'm just so sick of everyone's shit. I'm so sick of things that people are saying about me, things that people are saying to me, like anything that is going on around me. I'm done. Like, I am done. And this is why my next episode is going to be Welcome to the Villain Era, because we went through the heartbreak era. We went through getting in the out of the rut era and the being sad era. And it is time for revenge. But revenge not on other people. Revenge for ourselves. And to beat the girl in the mirror. And I was actually talking to my friend yesterday about how I'm like in revenge mode, but like against myself. Like, I need to look at the girl in the mirror and say, I need to beat you. Like, I need to win against you. I need to make you the best you for you. And so I'm really in that mindset right now of just feeling really empowered and strong about myself and feeling really confident in myself and feeling very independent. And like, I can do this life on my own. Like, You're On Your Own Kid by Taylor Swift, start jamming it, because that is me right now. And we're all good. We're going to get through this. And so I think removing distractions, not opening group chats as much, not going through social media, not wondering what people are saying about me, not wanting to hear what people are saying about me, that is a pretty big step in, you know, getting away from toxic people, getting away from toxic drama that will only hold you back. If you are focused on these distractions, if you are focused on what people are posting or who's viewing your stories or who's liking your posts, if you focus on those things, you will be pulled so far back from your journey in bettering yourself. And that is something I will not stand for anymore, and I will not waste any more time on. This next tip kind of goes back to kind of pulling yourself away from people. Stop depending on others. It is so common for us that when we're upset about something, we go to our friends or we go to our boyfriend or our girlfriends or someone in our family about it. Why? Because we depend on them to make us feel better. I've honestly caught myself doing this, where I will be so dependent, not even dependent on other people for happiness for being there, but I will revolve decisions around people. I'm trying to think of an example or like a way to put it, but I'll be like, you know what? Let me put myself through this stress so I could do this for my friend. Or let me put myself through this and make this more inconvenient for me so I could see this person later, or so I could talk to this person later, or so I could be there for that person later, or commit to plans with this person, whatever it is. And so I just found myself at a point of being so dependent on other people around me, whether it was I was doing things for them or I was doing things to make them happy, no matter what the case was. I was starting to change decisions and change my mind based on other people. And so when I got into this mindset of doing things for other people, I started to realize how much I was being pulled back with myself. And the problem is as humans, even if we don't try to, we expect things in return. And it's not necessarily a bad thing to expect things, but majority of the time you will be disappointed. And so if my friend is going through something, I will be there for them like no other. I will be texting them, checking up on them, calling them, getting them things to distract them, no matter what it is, I will do everything in my power to try to make my friend feel better if they are going through something. And then it's like when I start to go through something and I don't get that same energy back from someone, I start to feel shocked and I start to feel betrayed and I start to feel, well, why aren't they doing for me what I did for them? Stop expecting you from other people. I am so guilty of this sometimes. I expect to see myself in other people. That is unfair to you, but it is also unfair to the people in your life because they're not telling you that they're going to give you something. They're not telling you they're going to give that same attention and energy back. They're accepting that attention from you, that they're accepting that caringness from you, but they're not promising they're going to give it back to you. And so I think for me, I always expected things from other people. If I went to someone about a problem, I expected them to treat me the same way I would treat them if they came to me with a problem. And that is such an unhealthy mindset to be in because you will drive yourself crazy expecting yourself from other people. And so I think a lot of the time we depend on other people to be there for us. We depend on other people to have our back, to stand up for us, to make us feel better when we're down. And then it's like when that doesn't happen, all of a sudden this huge wall goes up and we're so disappointed and upset when it's like, why did you even expect that from the beginning? And so if you're in this point of feeling stuck, feeling lost, it could have so much to do with the people around you and not being there enough for yourself. I've done so many episodes on being there for yourself and not depending on other people, and I think it's so important to look back on those as well because at the end of the day, you really only have yourself. And there's been times, and I know there's been times for other people, I've gotten DMs about this, I've talked to people about this. There's that TikTok sound where it's like someone says, you came, and then the response is, well, that's you called. And it's saying like, you know, someone that was really important in your life once that maybe you cut ties with or don't talk to anymore comes to you for a problem and you actually show up for them. It's like you came and they're like, well, that's because you called. I told you I would always care about you. I told you I would always be there for you. So I'm here. And so I think it's like one of those things where, at least for me, I've been in those situations where I've reached out to someone to say, I need you right now and didn't get them back. I didn't get their attention. They weren't there for me. And it does make you think like, wow, I would have been there for them. If they reached out to me, I would have shown up. And I probably still would show up. Even though they didn't show up for me, I would still show up. And some people are just like that. And if you're listening and you're like, girl, that's me, I'm not telling you to change your ways. I'm not telling you to not show up if someone asks you to, because at the end of the day, you never know the circumstance. And I think you should always just follow your heart and your gut and whatever your heart is telling you to do and whatever feels right and best to you. But at the same time, make sure you're being a little bit selfish and make sure you are protecting yourself a little bit, because when we depend on others, we tend to let the guard down with ourselves and we allow ourselves to get hurt, because as long as we're protecting others, we don't care who hurts us. And I've been in this position many, many times where I will take the pain and I will take the blame just to make sure the other person in the situation does not get hurt. And I've been doing this pretty much my whole entire life, whether it was in a friendship, whether it was in a relationship, no matter what it is, I've always said, I'd rather look like the bad guy. I will always rather look like the bad guy because I love this person in my life so much that I don't care if it looks like I'm the bad one, as long as they don't have to get put through what I'm being put through. And that has always been my mindset. No matter who it is in my life, no matter how much I love that person, because I love them so much, I want to be the one that goes through the pain. I would rather me go through it than them. And that is such a selfless act, and I'm not trying to praise myself for it, but I'm saying if you're listening and you are that way as well, I understand what it's like. Because it's so hard for us to be selfish. It's so hard for us to do things for ourselves because we've only ever focused on other people and how it would affect other people. So stop depending on others and stop thinking of others. You need to put yourself first in these situations because if you cannot be there for yourself, you cannot be there for other people. Hey, you guys, I'm so happy to say that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys have heard me talk about BetterHelp many, many times. I talk so much about burnout and being in an inspirational and motivational rut in this episode, as you guys can tell. And I think a lot of the time we do kind of need those outside sources to help us. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service and has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. And it's also affordable, which is always something I need to prioritize, especially as a college student. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to match the therapist, and if things aren't clicking with your therapist, you can easily switch to new therapists anytime, no strings attached. It could not be a simpler process. There's no waiting rooms, no traffic, and no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/fromeve. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/fromeve. Let's continue with the episode. My next tip is, no matter what it is that you're trying to fulfill right now, no matter what purpose it is you're trying to find for yourself, make sure you are doing it for yourself. Know your worth, because I have caught myself doing things for other people all of the time, you guys. Like, I would do things just to hear an "I'm proud of you" or, you know, getting recognized by friends or relationship. No matter what it is, I have done things for other people, like done things for myself, but for other people. Like, oh, I want to study extra hard for this test because if I get a 100, this person will be so proud of me. Like, what is, like, is this a universal thing or am I crazy? Because I feel like I can't be the only one that's had thoughts like that, where I won't do something for myself, even though it's helping me and it's bettering me and I should be doing it for myself. There's so many times where I don't, because I do it for other people and I don't do it for myself and I don't realize my worth. And I think in the past year, I have learned so much about myself. So I'm going to take you guys back a little bit. In April, I went through one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through. It was a really tough time in my life, and I was at a really, really, really low point in my life in April. And I felt so lost. I felt so insecure. I hated waking up every morning. I was at a really bad point where I like didn't want to go to class. I didn't want to do anything for work. I didn't want to like wake up in the morning. Like, I was at a really, really low point. And I was in this low point and I didn't have anyone there for me at the time. And I was fully on my own. And I think that's what made it harder, was that I was by myself. I wasn't going to friends. I wasn't going to anyone for it, because I was like, I'm handling this on my own. And it was the hardest week of my life. It was a straight week of screaming and crying every single night, not being able to think about anything because I was so depressed. I wasn't going to the gym. I was just at such a low point that I could not do anything. And during this point, I had also actually gotten a concussion. And so it's like I couldn't do anything to distract myself. And I think that's what made it so difficult too. It's like the thing that was making me sad, I couldn't even distract myself with the gym or with plans or school even, because I was concussed. So I couldn't even distract myself from what I was depressed about. And this was the lowest point in my life. This was the saddest, most depressed, most anxious, horrible time in my life, was April 2022. After I got pulled out of that, and after I was kind of forced to heal and forced to, you know, wake up the next morning and actually do something for myself, I promised myself I would never, ever allow someone or something to make me feel the way that I felt that week of April. The going to sleep, crying and screaming into your pillow because you don't want anyone in your family to hear you. Not eating, not leaving my bed. I wasn't showering. Like, the only thing I was doing was I was scrolling through my phone, scrolling through TikTok, scrolling through Instagram, sitting in my bed on my phone. I was doing nothing for myself because I was just sad. I was just sad. I was so sad that I was numb. And this was the lowest point. I did not go to anyone about it because I knew I needed to face the pain on my own and figure it out on my own and deal with it on my own. And so after reaching that low point in my life, and after going through all those emotions and just seeing how hurt and how affected I could be by things in life,
I promised myself I would never allow myself to be in that situation again. I would never, ever, ever, ever let myself get that upset over something or someone ever again. And so this time around, now it's December 2022, and I'm upset about something similar that happened that April. I'm going through something personally that I was depressed over in April, and I'm not allowing myself to get depressed over it again. I just keep telling myself, you went through this before. You went through this pain before. You went through this heartache before. Do not handle it like you did last time. And so when I started going through this, you know, heartache, I, for a few days, did the same thing that I did last April, the crying, the sitting in bed, the scrolling on my phone, the not wanting to go to the gym, whatever. I did it all. And then after those few days, I was like, I'm not letting myself do this to myself again. I have to heal for myself. I have to remember my worth. And since April, since I reached that low point, because when I was getting pulled out of that low point in April of 2022, I was like, this is never happening to me again. I am never, ever, ever letting myself be this dependent on other people. I need to know my worth. I need to know what I'm worth. I need to be strong enough for myself. And so after that April, I was just like, I'm done. Like, I need to be there for me, and I need to learn how to be there for myself, but also just to pick myself up out of those situations. And since April, I have been learning my worth. I have been loving myself more, because I had never been at that low point in my life. In my life, I've never felt that depressed. And so when I finally got out of that depression and I realized how depressed I had been, I was like, this is not happening to me ever again. I'm not letting that happen to me ever again. I can't control what happens around me, but I can control how I react to it. I can control how I feel about it. And at the end of the day, I can't change what people say to me or what people do to me or how people hurt me, but I can control and change how I decide to live with it. And once I realized that, and once I realized that was my power, was my reaction, I was like, you know what? This isn't going to happen to me anymore. And since April, I have been practicing every single day habits to love myself and habits that helped me to know my worth. Going to the gym, journaling, meditating, cooking my own meals, cleaning up my space, working on my podcast and working on my success, working harder in school, making new friendships. I have been doing all these things for me, not for anyone else, for me. And when I started to do these things for myself, I started to learn my worth. I started to realize what I deserved, and I started to realize where I was gonna, you know, what I had to do to get what I deserved and to know my worth. And it's like when you're at a low point with yourself and you're insecure, you accept things from other people, you accept behaviors from other people, and you just take it and you live with it because you don't know that you deserve better. And then the second you start to learn your worth and you start to realize what you deserve, that's the second that you take back your power and you realize, I know how to make myself happy now. I don't necessarily need someone else to do that. I don't need to depend on my friends for that. I can do that myself. And once you start doing things for yourself, once you start learning your worth and you start to love yourself, your power is back to you. The next thing I want you to ask yourself is, why do you deserve to be successful? Why do you deserve to be happy? And I think a lot of the time this comes with like struggling to find our why. It's like, why do we do the things we do? Why am I going to the gym every single day and working hard on my body? Why am I recording a podcast and spending 8 to 12 hours editing it and uploading it? Why am I doing these things? Why do I, you know, deserve to be successful? Why do I deserve to love my body? Why do I deserve these things in life? And if you don't have an answer to that question, it is going to be nearly impossible for you to find your why and to find your purpose. So make sure you're asking yourself, why do I deserve that happiness? Why do I deserve that success? Like, why do I want that? And why do I even deserve it? And this is obviously a very broad question and not an easy one to answer. I think that even for me, it's not easy for me to answer it and think like, why do I deserve to be successful? Because it kind of just makes you sit there and think. But why don't you ask that question about someone you love? So answer it about your boyfriend or your girlfriend or best friend or someone in your family and be like, why does this person in my life deserve to be successful? And if you love them, you're going to start to think of a lot of reasons and you're going to start to think to yourself, well, they deserve to be successful because they work so hard and because they do so much for other people and yada, yada, yada. You're going to have a really long answer as to why the person that you love deserves to be happy and deserves to be successful. But for some reason, I'm sure you're struggling to answer it about yourself. And that is exactly how I feel. I could sit here and I could tell you a million reasons as to why the person I love deserves to be successful, but I could not give you one reason I deserve to be successful. And I think that's where it kind of hits us and we remind ourselves, why aren't we the person we love? Why aren't we someone that we love? Why don't we love ourselves the most or even at all? I have caught myself in these situations so much. Like, I'm so guilty of not thinking that I deserve happiness. And I'm so guilty of, you know, I don't deserve this and I don't deserve that. And, you know, whatever, to the point where I just feel like until I repair the relationship with myself, until I start to learn myself, I will not know if I deserve happiness, because I think that I've done things in my life where I have to kind of forgive myself for some things and I have to kind of go through things personally and like remind myself, you're not a bad person. Just because you did a bad thing doesn't mean you're a bad person. And I have to kind of reassure myself that I do deserve happiness and that I do deserve success, because I've been at many points where I'm like, I don't deserve that. I don't deserve this person. I don't deserve this feeling of happiness or, you know, whatever, joy or whatever it is. And it kind of turns into like to an imposter syndrome kind of, where you're like, I don't deserve these good things that are happening to me. Like, why is this happening to me? I don't deserve it. And you start to feel like you don't deserve the good things in your life. And when we start to feel like we don't deserve the good things in our life, what do? We push those good things away because we're waiting for them to explode. And it's like when something good comes to us, we're like, this is too good to be true. So we do everything in our power to remove it before it removes us. That comes with relationships, friendships, jobs, whatever it is. We're like, I'm too happy in this part of my life that I need to push this part of my life away, because if I don't push it away, it will push me away eventually, because we expect to always get hurt because we never are used to things working out. We're not used to things working out and us being happy and everything being positive. We're used to things going wrong. We're used to pain. We're used to sadness and anxiousness. That's what we're used to. So when something is going right, we're like, wait, 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 something's not right here. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. I got to step back from this. And that goes back to realizing, no, 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 you deserve this. You deserve that happiness, whether you see it or not. You deserve what you're feeling right now. And so I think just asking yourself, why do I deserve to be successful? Even if it takes you a few months to answer that question, start working on answering it. Now, when it comes to finding your purpose, I feel like I found my purpose with my podcast, obviously. I feel like I'm at a point where I'm like, my purpose is to help other people. My purpose is to give advice to other people and help them with situations and make them happy. I know when I was younger, if I was like, you know, I'd be like 8 years old or like 10 years old, 12 years old, whatever. And I'd be like out with my friends and then I would find out like, oh, you know, one of my favorite YouTubers, like my favorite YouTubers at the time were like JuicyStar07 and like MacBarbie07 and like SteelaBabe09. Like those were my favorite like YouTubers at the time. And if I was like out with my friends, but I found out like, oh, my new, like a new, like my favorite YouTuber just uploaded a new episode, the amount of excitement and happiness I would feel to go home and watch that YouTube video was like no other. Like, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to go home and watch this video. The excitement that I felt was like no other, because I started to like fall in love with these influencers and these YouTubers and these content creators. And so now that I'm at a point where I get messages from people being like, oh my God, you uploaded a new episode, I'm so excited. The fact that I can give someone the feeling of what I felt with my favorite influencers is like mind-blowing to me, because that was one of my favorite feelings in the world. And the fact that I can give that feeling to someone else, that is my purpose. And so I found my purpose through doing my podcast. But if you're listening and you're like, I don't know my purpose yet, I don't know what I'm meant to do, I don't know my passion, you have to think to yourself, what do you love doing, right? This is what I did. This was my whole thought process with my podcast. What do I love doing? Because I was in school, I'm still in school, studying marketing. I was doing marketing internships. I was,
you know, talking to people that worked at marketing agencies. I was doing all the networking, all the stuff that you can imagine. And I was doing all these things for my what I thought I wanted to do, marketing. But I wasn't excited about it. I would, you know, log into my internship and I would do what I had to do. And it was like, I like this, like, I like doing this, but I don't love it. I don't feel excited. And like, when I don't love something, I have no excitement to pursue it and be successful in it. And I think that's just a normal thing. Like, if you don't love doing something, why do you care if you're successful in it? You're just going to stay comfortable where you are. You're going to do what you have to do, but you're not going to do any more than what you have to do because you don't love it, which is a normal thing. And so I was doing all these marketing internships and networking with all these people that worked at marketing agencies. And I was like, why do I feel no urge to do this for the rest of my life? Like, I feel no excitement thinking of doing this for the rest of my life at all. Like, I literally felt no excitement thinking of doing something like that. And so I just got to a point where I was like, okay, I clearly don't love what I'm studying, but what do I love in this life? And I started to think, what do I love doing? I love working out. I love reading. I love journaling. I love making mood boards. I love creating content. And I started to think about it. I was like, okay, I love all these things. I love listening to podcasts. I love talking. I love giving advice. Okay, if I love listening to podcasts, talking, and giving advice, bingo, maybe I should start a podcast. So I thought to myself, this is what I love doing. Now, how can I turn what I love doing into a job? How can I actually turn this into something that could support me? Because at the end of the day, we have to be realistic. We have to do something that's, you know, going to help us in the future. So we don't have to, like, it's not just, I didn't want it to just be a side hustle. I wanted it to be what I did. So I was like, this is what I want to do. I started to record a few episodes on my own, like solo episodes, just by myself. I was borrowing equipment from like a cousin and I was just recording solo episodes on my own, getting used to talking to a microphone, all that stuff. And then after about like a few weeks of just recording by myself, I started to record with other people. And I was like, let me pre-record a bunch of episodes. Let me edit a bunch of episodes. And if I still want to do this, I will do it and I will put out my first episode. I recorded and edited 9 episodes before uploading one of them because I was like, I want to do a lot of them to make sure I actually want to do this, because if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it good and I'm going to do it right. For the first few months, and this is also my next advice, do not focus on money first. Don't think of money first, because for the whole first year of me doing this, I was not making money off of it at all. Like, I was making no money off what I was doing with this podcast. And I knew that. I knew that's how it was going to be because I was just starting off. Like, what money was I going to make with no platform? I knew that was something that was going to grow over time. I knew that I wasn't going to be making money from this, or this wasn't going to financially support me for like, at least like a year. Like, I knew all these things. If you focus on money right away, you're just going to do the first thing that's going to make you money. You're not going to care about if you love it or if it's a passion or if it's your purpose. You're only going to focus on making the money. And so I knew that was one thing I could not do, is focus on the money, because I knew it was going to be a while before I actually started to make money from what I was doing. So you have to kind of take that risk and take that leap, because for me, it was a risk. I was like, I'm going to spend a lot of time doing this, and the time that I spend on this is going to take away time from school. Like, my grades are probably going to get worse because of this. Like, I had to be honest with myself and think like, okay, my grades are going to get a little bit worse because I'm going to have to put less effort and time into school. So that was a risk that I was willing to take. It was a leap I was willing to jump. And you know, I had to think to myself, I'm pretty sure this is my passion. You know, I pre-recorded a bunch of episodes, I edited a bunch of episodes, and I love doing this. It makes me excited. This is my passion. It's fulfilling my purpose of helping other people. I think I had not even 100 Instagram followers yet. Like, I was doing this with no platform. Literally maybe 30 or 40 Instagram followers I had, doing it with no platform. You know, normally I think when you have a platform of like a couple thousand followers or something, you're like, okay, I'll have some people that want to tune into what I do. I had no one. Like, I had no type of support system except for like my friends and my family and whatever. Like, that was it. But I think just like, I think finding my purpose and just being like, okay, this is what it is I want to do. This is what I love doing. Now I'm going to practice it and I'm going to do it and I'm going to make sure this is what I love to do. And then I'm going to see if I can make an income from this and see if this could be what I do for my life, you know? So that was that's a really important thing to think about when it comes to finding your purpose. What do you love doing and how can you maximize and optimize this? Because I realized what I love doing. I put it together. I was like, okay, these are all the things that I love. How can I do something revolved around this? I practiced it. I've had so many failed business ventures. I've tried to make clothing companies. I've tried to, you know, make an Instagram page. I've tried to make coffee page. Like I tried a million other things that I thought I loved doing and that I thought were my purpose and my passion. But at the end of the day, people could be like, oh my God, she tries so many different things or that she changes her mind so much. You're doing a lot more than that person who's sitting on the couch judging you. So make sure you are doing this for yourself. Make sure you are doing this in a way where you're focusing on what you love and what brings you happiness, not what's just going to bring the next check. Another huge reminder, there is no timeline on your life. There is not a certain thing you have to get done by a certain age. This is your life. This is your timeline. You get to decide when you want to do the things that you want to do. You get to decide when you want to start working a corporate job. If you ever want to start working one, you get to decide when you want to get into a relationship or when you want to get married, if you ever do want to. This is your life. There is no timeline on it. You could be 25 getting into your first relationship ever, or you could be 25 getting out of your first relationship ever. Who knows? Like, your 20s is the weirdest time of your life. You will go through so many things in your 20s. It's such a pivotal, like, it is such a crucial part of your life where so much growing happens, and it's so exciting to not know what's next sometimes. And that's how I felt recently. I'm like, I've always tried to plan out my whole life, and this is the first time in my life where I don't know what's next, and it's kind of exciting, and it kind of makes me a little bit happy because it's giving me a little bit of a thrill, you know, and it's not making me feel super safe, but that's okay. Like, it's okay to live with what's going to happen next or, you know, whatever it is. So I think it's just so important to remind yourself that there is no timeline and that you can do whatever you want on your own time. There's not a certain age you need to have a certain amount of money by or a certain amount of things accomplished. I want to end this episode by having you guys ask yourselves three questions. So when you're done listening to this episode, I want you to ask yourself these three questions, write them down, and journal about them, because I feel like this is so important when it comes to finding your passion and feeling stuck, is asking yourself these questions. Number one, what do you value? What do you value in this life? What is it that you want your end goal to be? If you were to ask yourself, like, so what do you value? Family, friends, health, fitness, work, school, whatever it is. What do you value? Number two, how do you prioritize these values? Rank them. So rank the values from most important to least important. Or what you could do is you could scale it from like a level of 1 to 5, 5 being the most important. You can write down all the things that you value. Let's say you value 10 things in life. Value, like, okay, health, 5, family, 5, school, 3, like whatever it is, value it from 1 to 5 each thing. Because you, like, some things could, like, family and health for me would both be a 5, you know, so things could be very much the same. So how do you prioritize these values and rank how you prioritize those values? And then the third question, what do you want from this life? What does happiness mean to you? What does success mean to you? Because if you don't have an answer to those questions, you will not have a why. You will not find your purpose or your reasoning unless you know what you want from this life. If you don't know what you want from this life, how are you going to work hard towards it? Why are you going to feel like you want to work hard towards it? So I just think it's so important for you to ask yourself, what do you want from this life? How do you prioritize these values in your life? And what do you value in this life? I know a lot of us get into this point of feeling in an inspirational, feeling stuck mindset. Like I said, I'm in it right now, but I'm working really hard to kind of get out of it. And I know you guys can too. I want to thank everyone who listened to this episode. I hope it helped you if you've been feeling this way as well. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure you guys follow me on all my socials at For You From Eve. They are linked down below. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and I will talk to you next week.